Your morning show. Podcast.
The man, the myth, the doc, Dr. Oz on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friends.
How are you doing?
Doing very well.
I have a question right off the bat, Oz. It's Veterans Day is this week, and not to start with the heavy stuff, but I think it's very important. A lot of veterans listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
PTSD, I think, is something that's become more talked about the last couple of years. Is there a sign that people should look for if they have PTSD or if somebody they love might be having PTSD? What can people look for to kind of get ahead of that?
Erratic behavior is probably one, the biggest clue I'd point out too, because something triggers you that wouldn't normally trigger anybody else, but you just, you know, are reawakened to some trauma you had in your life. And so when I see people acting erratically, I think, okay, something is going on there that's beneath the surface that they don't even process themselves sometimes. And there are good treatments for PTSD, and there are some experimental ones as well. But if you don't diagnose it, you don't realize it, you know, you can't treat what you don't know.
True.
And I suppose that's probably the biggest thing, too, Oz, is just that it's one of those things where you can't just bury it. It has to be dealt with, I would assume, correct?
Well, it's speaking medically, it's like an abscess. If you don't drain it, it just gets deeper and deeper and bigger and bigger.
Wow, that's a good way to put it.
It'll feed on you. So allow it to drain out, and all of a sudden the body heals itself pretty quickly. That's one of the main issues with PTSD is finding the right way to let it come out so you don't do bad things to yourself or others along the path. And people destroy their lives. Here they are. Many of these folks, you know, risk everything to protect our country, and they leave a little bit of themselves over there sometimes that you can see, right, if they've been injured. But sometimes, you know, there's no external appearance of injury, but it's still there.
And I think if there's anybody listening, please the least we can do is help. So if we can do anything, please let us know. 99338. I do want to flip a little bit, but this is what we do. I'll just try to throw you off. There is a study that came out about how when women go out in like colder weather, they don't feel cold if they're dressed to impress.
Oh.
And I want to know if you've heard. It's called the objectification theory. So basically the idea is if you're hyper-focused on your appearance, it reduces the amount of cognitive resources available to appraise your internal state.
It makes sense, and what you read is understandable. I don't know. I've never studied any data on it, but it's a fascinating concept. If you distract yourself, you actually can do a lot more in your life. Now, you know, I put a TikTok video out that just got gargantuan feedback last week on this rubber band snap.
Yeah, we talked about
that.
Yeah, I mean, I was so surprised by it because you can never tell what resonates. But the idea basically is if you're feeling anxiety, put a rubber band on your wrist and just gently, gently snap it so that it hits the crease on your wrist. And then, it'll draw your attention there. It's not so painful that you're hurting, but you'll start thinking about that more than whatever anxiety you have. So you have physical discomfort overwhelms a mental discomfort, which is a much more dangerous discomfort. And I think what you're describing me is the same thing. If someone thinks, hey, I'm being really beautiful, people are looking at me, they're going to be exalting me or elevating me because they're making me proud of how I look, I can deal with a little bit of problems. It's like when an athlete runs out in the cold winter weather and plays football with no shirts on. You know, I don't know if you've seen that, but, Green Bay, right, they're doing that because they feel like warriors in the cold. They feel no pain, and so mind over matter works.
That's the beauty is pain mantra. Is like that's an actual, like,
yeah,
my feet got blisters on, but damn, these heels look great on me. not me, but I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying, that you guys.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what you mean. Would you just go into that a little bit?
Listen, sometimes.
They do look great on you, John.
Yeah, sometimes you need a good calf workout, and there is.
Did he shave his legs?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Oz, that makes me more aerodynamic. Wait, but on that, though, Oz, is it true that if you shave body hair, does it actually grow back in thicker?
Oh, that's a good question.
No. It grows back harder because you shaved it. So as it comes back out, it just feels harder to your hand, but it doesn't get thicker. That is a wash.
If that was
the case, men would shave their hair.
Oh,
that's when women shave off their eyebrows. My mom actually shaved off her arm hair for that same reason.
Now that we're on the topic, I'm going to go for this question, Oz. If it's too much, that's fine.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Because I've seen like these new beauty trends of like bleaching the back door. Is that dangerous?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's not dangerous. People do it. I don't know why they do it. I don't know who's looking back there so carefully, but people do it.
I mean, you're not going to do it at home, John. But you'd go to a licensed professional.
Well, yeah, but is there any, like, health benefit to doing it, or is it more cosmetic?
there's definitely no health benefit.
Okay.
But there might be. For some people, it's a cosmetic benefit. But again, I don't know. That's like a place that I'd probably try to protect a little bit.
Isn't the skin? It's the same skin as like your lip, or like the same like consistency.
No, histologically, it's the same. If you look under a microscope, your lips look exactly like the skin right at your anus as it's about to go in. It's where the intestinal tract connects to the outside world. So the cells look exactly the same. If you purse your lips right now, everyone driving should
stop.
Do this.
Stop
in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it looks like, right? I mean, it's pretty reminiscent.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I got it right in front of me. Thanks, Dr. Oz.
Oh, that's amazing.
So now I can really say you're talking out of your butt?
Oh, all the time. For 11. Oh, man.
Or he has blank for brains.
Oh, gosh.
Dr. Oz on the show this week. What we got?
Talking a lot about an immune support system that I want you all to start using because the flu season is back upon us. It'll help with COVID as well, I believe. But it involves things like vitamin D and tart cherry juice and probiotics. So you got to think about that. And the foods that, by the way, give you some of these nutrients, like Brazil nuts, give you lots of zinc. So think about that.
Awesome. Check your local listings. Dr. Oz Show. Oz, last question. Where do sick boats go to get healthy?
Oh, my gosh.
A boat dock.
That was a dock. Of course not. Damn it. Yes.
Oh, I got one. I got back here. Yeah. The reason that I don't trust trees, they seem kind of shady. I tried that with my grandkids. They didn't like it.
I got
nothing from you.
Dr. Oz, I'm going to go home tonight with some peroxide. I'll let you know how the back door goes. Thank you so much.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your Morning Show with John, Riley, and Rose.